Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 27th. You'll be interested to know. 63 years ago today, in 1962, NASA launched the Mariner 2 spacecraft, marking humanity's first successful interplanetary mission. This pioneering journey to Venus provided invaluable data about the planet's atmosphere and surface, significantly enhancing our understanding of the solar system. The success of Mariner 2 paved the way for future explorations, inspiring generations to reach beyond our world and explore the cosmos. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 61 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:23 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:05. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 77 and a slight chance of rain showers after 11 a.m., accompanied by a light northwestern breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 57 and calm winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be just after 8:30 with a high tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 78 and a light southwest wind. Friday brings a chance of rain and thunderstorms with a high near 77. Friday night, expect mostly cloudy skies and a low around 57. Saturday features a slight chance of rain with a high near 73, and Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunday looks sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 57 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as college students flood back to campuses across Boston, the city is bracing for an increase in traffic and the dreaded phenomenon of storrowings. Temporary parking restrictions are set from now through Tuesday, September 2nd, affecting neighborhoods like Fenway, Alston, Mission Hill, and Roxbury. The Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation is actively working to prevent oversized vehicles from hitting pedestrian bridges, particularly on Storrow Drive and Soldiers Field Road. A humorous public awareness video features digital strategist Ryan Hutton urging drivers to start with driving with your eyes open to avoid becoming a victim of storrowing. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever star and the number one pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, has been announced as Nike's newest signature athlete. This exciting partnership includes the launch of a unique logo, a collection of sportswear and apparel, and a signature sneaker set to debut in 2026. Clark expressed her pride in joining the ranks of all-time greats, emphasizing, "This is more than just a logo. It's a dream come true." Her logo collection will be available starting October 1st, with a navy and yellow shirt releasing on September 1st. Clark's remarkable journey continues as she breaks records and inspires fans globally. In local sports, last night at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, the Red Sox won over the Orioles 5-0. Lucas Giolito pitched 8 strong innings, allowing 4 hits. Trevor Story and David Hamilton each hit home runs, helping build the lead. The Sox finished with 9 hits and 0 errors. Boston's record is now 73-60 after this regular season game 2-4. Tonight, the Red Sox clash again with the Orioles in Baltimore for Game 3 of this 4-game series. Brian Baio is 10-6 with a 3.07 earned run average, facing Dietrich Enns, who is 1-2 with a 4.97. First pitch is at 6:35 under clear skies and a comfortable 77 degrees at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. In top news, a new private school called Alpha School is making waves in Virginia, offering a unique education model for $65,000 a year. Students will study for just 2 hours a day using adaptive apps, while afternoons focus on essential life skills. Instead of traditional teachers, students will have guides. Co-founder Mackenzie Price emphasizes that children do not need to be in class all day. With support from influential backers, Alpha aims to expand into charter schools. Critics question the effectiveness of this model for less motivated students, but proponents argue it encourages individualized learning. In business news, tech executives are urging young people to rethink the value of college degrees in light of industry changes. Palantir CEO Alex Karp stated that work performance is far more important than educational background, claiming that joining Palantir guarantees career success. Apple CEO Tim Cook echoed this sentiment, noting that half of Apple's U.S. workforce lacks 4-year degrees. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang suggested he would choose different subjects if he were in college today. With many successful leaders in tech being dropouts, the conversation around education and skills is evolving, emphasizing adaptability and relevant experience over formal credentials. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $112,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $4,600. And XRP is up 4% to $3.00. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists are making groundbreaking strides in translating the inner monologue, which could be a game changer for patients facing mobility issues or speech-related disabilities. A team at Stanford's Neural Prosthetics Translational Laboratory has developed a brain-computer interface, or BCI, that interprets neural activity from the brain's motor cortex. This method allows for the decoding of imagined speech, providing a voice to individuals unable to communicate effectively. While current technology has a limited vocabulary and an error rate of up to 33%, future improvements may enhance accuracy and restore fluent speech to those affected by paralysis. And in entertainment news, get ready for the 10 most important movies set to shape the awards season in 2025. From The Long Walk, based on a Steph King novel about a life-or-death walking contest, to One Battle After Another, featuring Paul Thomas Anderson and Leonardo DiCaprio, the lineup is intriguing. Dwayne Johnson stars in The Smashing Machine, while the Persian thriller It Was Just an Accident won the Palme d'Or this summer. Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein, Bugonia, starring Emma Stone, and Jay Kelly, featuring George Clooney, promised to captivate audiences. Finally, James Cameron's Avatar, Fire and Ash, and Chalamet's Marty Supreme round out this exciting year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "Leave the beaten track occasionally and dive into the woods. Every time you do so, you will be certain to find something that you have never seen before." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.